good. You know, I'm happy. You know, I'm more excited than anything else. You know, it's a long time coming. You know, you never expected it to happen, but couldn't came on a better place at home in front of your home crowd. So it feels good. Now I just got to wait on Sterling to call me and see if he want to congratulate me again.
You don't think he will?
No, he'll call me. If he already hasn't, so he'll probably call in a little bit.
It's got to be more special to have it in a win like this.
Oh, it's always special. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, I don't think it would have felt as good if we'd lost the game, you know, but it feels good. Good thing about it is my son, before I left the house, he told me, Daddy, you got one catch to make, and that's for the record. So I'm happy I can go home and celebrate with them now.
Donald, the way this team passed the ball, if not for penalties, how explosive could this team be?
Yeah.
Yourself a lot of injuries.
I think the biggest thing with us is that, you know, you can't hurt yourself. We hurt ourselves on a couple of those penalties, but, you know, we look at it that, you know, the officials made the call, and we had to live with it. But, you know, we saw that we could put, I think, I don't even know how many yards we finished with, but it was almost, we could have finished with 500-600 yards in this game.
What does it say about this clubhouse that these guys are so happy for you? I mean, it's not always like that in other teams' clubhouses. You guys are pleased for others.
Yeah, we're family. You know, you see it. You see it all the way around. And guys was happy for me. I mean, from the, everybody was saying, get the ball to him so he can go ahead and break this record so we can move forward. And once I got the record, it was, when I got to the sideline, with so many guys hugging, saying congratulations, you well deserve it. And that's when you just can't do nothing but smile.
It seemed like it was kind of a leaping off point for you as well. You had a higher energy this game than we've seen in a while.
No, I'm always high energy.
Even more this time?
Yeah, I don't know where you've been. Every time I catch a ball, I'm dancing. So that's one thing about it. I like to have fun. You know, I keep a smile on my face. Regardless if I'm sad, I got a smile.
I think James mentioned something about him and Greg probably breaking this record at some point.
Yeah, it's going to take them a while. The one thing I'm going to do, I ain't done playing. So they're going to have to, I think that when they run me out of here, then that's when those guys will be able to catch me. But as long as I'm here and they're here, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a long time coming. To 1,000, that'd be great, wouldn't it? So I got a long way to go. So I'll take the 600 right now.
Did you ever, this franchise?
Yeah. I walked that Hall of Fame in 1999, and what they did is they just changed. They made it look better. That's about it. But it's some great guys that played here before me, you know. And to be mentioned in the same breath with those guys, it's an honor. And now, you know, when I leave, you know, I think I told Bob Harlan a long time ago and Ron Wolf, if I never make it to Canton, Ohio, as long as I'm in the Packers Hall of Fame, that's all that matters to me. So I'm excited about it.
Now, what does it feel like when you're coming off the field and the crowd genuinely erupts when you acknowledge them? You got a special bond between them.
I love them. You know, as much as they love me, I love them. And I mean, that keeps me going. You know, I think a lot of people feel that, you know, when you're done, people stop loving you. You keep loving the crowd, they keep loving you. And 70,000 fans that's here and a million fans around the world, they love me. So I love them as well.